Back in session, we're on item 16, Horseshoe Crab Public Hearing.
I've got a revised copy of the draft regulation. I'll point you to the changes that are actually on page 4 from a within the packet. As you go through it, I'll point that out to the commission.
Thank you, Adam.
This is a public hearing for items for Chapter 900, pertaining to horseshoe crab for 2014 management. Addendum 7 establishes a horseshoe quota. The latest model allows Virginia up to 172,000 horseshoe crabs. I'll refer to the page on the blue copy I just sent you. This can actually be found on page 7 of your evaluation, where the quota set 172,828. Of this, 81,331 male onlys east of the Colregs line. This can be found on page 8. So we're looking at page 7 and page 8 of the draft regulation I just handed you. There is also issues pertaining to licensing. Members from industry, due to low small quotas, requested we go through developing some kind of limited entry for licensing. Staff put together a survey for industry. We sent the survey out June 26th. And of that survey, we got 42% back. We also held a industry meeting with law enforcement and staff on November 4th to discuss this industry as well as develop some of these limited entry criteria for licensing. New licensing, what we came up with was allow anyone who's eligible for a license prior to the moratorium date of 2011 and has reported at least one horseshoe crab to the Virginia Mandatory Harvest Reporting Program from 93 to 2010, or one horseshoe crab to SAFIS, federal dealers, from 2004 to 2010 to be eligible for trawl gear, dredge gear, or pound net. All these changes can be found on page 3 through 6 of the draft regulation that I just handed you. For the dredge permits, it's going through the same as above. One of the industry recommendations was to split this into a Class A and a Class B permit, and individuals qualify for a different landing limit based on whichever one they qualify for. Class A individuals would have a higher landing limit because they were eligible for unrestricted license prior to moratorium date. Class Bs for a restricted or bycatch permit prior to moratorium date. This is why you have the amended copy in front of you of the blue on page 4. The change is to allow individuals to have either and only one of the following, either a Class A or Class B. That's in subsection D there. That's also for limited entry criteria for the hand harvest permit. It would be any individual who has harvested one horseshoe crab by hand to Virginia Mandatory Harvest Reporting from 93 to 2010. This can be found on page 5 of your draft evaluation. And for the general category permit, we're allowing anyone who is eligible for a license prior to moratorium date to remain eligible for this license. All the other gears are main harvest gears in the horseshoe crab fishery. So this will remain open for any individual who qualifies already for a license to catch them as a bycatch through gill net or other gear. This can be found on page 6 of your draft regulation. Because of the new licensing criteria, we have a couple individuals who have received a license through a transfer provision through military duty, health, or death. Because under these criteria, if adopted, they would not be eligible for a license, we created language that would allow them to use the harvest history of the transferee to determine what license they'd be eligible for. This can be found on page 21 of your draft regulation, all the way in the back. This is this table right here shows the landing limits that we're adopting for each one of these licenses. For the trawl permit, 2,500, Class A, 2,500, 1,000, 500, 500, and 250. You can see this is the criteria we're using for each one of these licenses, and this is how many individuals would be eligible for a license after these cuts went through. This can be found on page 8 through 12 in your draft regulation. That's subsection 25G. Virginia Institute of Marine Science conducted a crab dredge mortality study. This study showed that areas like the 1942 Blue Crab Sanctuary, the discard mortality of blue crabs, as well as the bycatch mortality of horseshoe crabs was very high in areas that were considered sand hard bottom. 1942 Blue Crab Sanctuary is considered hard sand bottom. What staff is recommending is the closure of this area to dredge gear or harvesting of horseshoe crabs. This can be found on page 15 and 16 of your draft regulation in section 6. There is also brought up that hand harvesters, there was a member of the hand harvest industry that requested to make a eligible crew member be able to harvest horseshoe crabs by hand. Under current regulation, only the only individual allowed to harvest horseshoe crabs and when they're out harvesting is the permittee. Law enforcement commented that this may make law enforcement more problematic in the nighttime hours when this fishery usually happens. So staff is recommending no changes and leaving the regulation as is to allow only the harvester to harvest horseshoe crabs with no additional crew member. There's also law enforcement noted that it was problematic in the hand harvest fishery since it was an overnight fishery to determine on a night-to-night basis who was harvesting more than once in a 24-hour period. They recommended that instead of the daily limit going at a 24-hour period, that they change it to a 24-hour period starting at 11:59 a.m. and going to the following 12 o'clock noontime the following day. And this would allow law enforcement to more accurately determine who's been out more than once in a 24-hour period, essentially since this fishery has the propensity to be operated around midnight. So people would go out at, say, 1 in the morning and then potentially go back out the following night at 11 p.m. That's twice in one 24-hour period. The law enforcement recommended this change. This can be found on page 14 of your draft regulation, subsection G. This has been advertised in accordance with 28.2 of the Code of Virginia. The public notice is attached. Staff has received no public comments on these issues to date. Staff proposes to amend Chapter 4 of AAC 20-900 pertaining to horseshoe crabs to establish the following provisions. One would establish the 2014 Virginia horseshoe crab quota is no greater than 172,828 horseshoe crabs. Establish a quota category specific licensing system. Establish quota category specific daily vessel trip limits. Establish a dredge gear prohibition in the Virginia Blue Crab Sanctuary Area 2, which is the historical 1942 sanctuary. Define possession limits by time of day, beginning at 12 p.m. of the current day and ending at 11:59 a.m. of the following day. And establish permit eligibility requirements for individuals who have received a horseshoe crab license or permit transfer from May 1, 2011 through December 10, 2013. Staff recommendation.
Any questions of Adam? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Who wishes to comment? Glad you waited so long.
Yep. Mike Gibson. Horntown, Virginia.
As much as I'd like to swear you in, I don't have to.
Oh, great. I just wanted to comment.
Let's have your name.
Mike. Oh, Mike Gibson.
Mike Gibson.
I just wanted to comment on the noon-to-noon basis on changing the regulations from noon-to-noon versus 24-hour period from midnight to midnight. Since 98, we've been working on the system from midnight to midnight, 24-hour period, and the law states that you can't land or possess more than 500 horseshoe crabs in any one 24-hour period. So technically, you can still come in at midnight. Say if there was a storm on June 8th, like there was this year or this previous season, June 8th, so we missed it. So what we were able to do is come back. We were able to go back out the next night. Actually, it's still the same 24-hour period at 11 o'clock. Make sure we come back in before 12, and then we can carry on until the next 24-hour period. It's not a double trip. It's not double harvesting. It's one trip per 24 hours, any way you look at it. And all the regulations you guys put in place for the call-in harvest reports, the buyer's reports, the audits, there's no way around going over. It's impossible. there's too many people checking. At any given time, they can go to our buyers and see what we sold them that day. It's right there by Schenck-Dick. There isn't any evidence of anybody doing any double trips. I think you could ask somebody. Someone might know. But what we report is what we sell, you know, and just that simple. And all this is going to do is to get us out in 9 o'clock in the morning in the public's eye. You could still do this in the daytime. We choose not to, you know. But if you go from noon to noon, so for us to get our 500 sometimes, you know, we'd go out, catch 180 in the daytime, then go back out at night. You could still do technically what they call a double trip. You're just leaving shore twice to get it, you know, to get your...
What are your normal hours? Right now, what do you normally...
Midnight to midnight.
No, no.
Oh.
When do you harvest yourself? When do you go out?
I go out June 8th about 8 o'clock, and I sit there and wait.
8 o'clock at night?
Yeah, okay. And I wait till midnight, and then I harvest because you can't harvest on that day. But then the next day... Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it takes 7 hours to catch the crabs, but you can still harvest within that first 24-hour period. You just, as long as you don't land more than 500. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. So I mean, a lot of times
you go out at 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. If you've got your limit at midnight, you go home.
Go home. Yep.
If you don't, you keep fishing.
Yep.
Because you haven't hit your limit. Now you're working on the next day's limit technically.
Technically, yes. So that's what I'm saying. If you move from, if you take it from noon to noon, what you're going to do is you're going to put us out there in the daytime. We're going to be out there at 10 o'clock with all the tourists, you know, picking up horseshoe crabs versus us in the nighttime, you know.
I don't understand why that would stop you from working at night. You'd still go out at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You'd try to catch your limit.
Well,
now you've got till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you'd have until noon, right, correct?
Right, but certainly you'll catch it by... If you've been catching it between 8 and midnight,
yes.
Certainly you'll catch it between 8 and
always catch it between
3 in the morning.
That's just the first opening. The first opening night, you can't go until midnight. That's just when I go out. I don't actually harvest the first night until midnight. Until 12 o'clock midnight, you can't harvest. So that'd be on June 7th, actually. I'm out there and not harvesting until June 8th.
Okay.
But... Well, my point is that any way you look at it, you're going to go out more than once a lot of times on the first 24-hour, in a 24-hour period. And it's just going to change the what we can do to work around storms, weather, certain circumstances that horseshoe grabbing at night is extremely dangerous. And I don't think anybody could really realize how dangerous it is. I mean, it's dark. It's a big cove. Storms come up like that. It'll blow 30 miles an hour sustained in the middle of the night. That time of year, it's real stormy. And we have to work around those storms. And our season is very short. We don't have the luxury of gear, you know, and stuff like that. We have to catch this amount of crabs in this short period of time. Usually it's 7 to 14 days, right around that period of time. Usually I'd say that's when it gets closed down. And it's not broke. There isn't any evidence of anybody doing double trips. I just would really like to see it stay the same, simple. It works. It's been that way forever. I don't see any reason why change it.
Okay.
I don't see any evidence saying, okay, this isn't working. These people are bringing in thousands of horseshoe crabs that they aren't supposed to be. I don't see any. There isn't any evidence of any of this happening. We work very closely with law enforcement. It went down from 31 people in 2009, 10, 11. And that was a mess. There were people going everywhere. But they weren't worried about that then. I can't see why to police us further and over-regulate us more when we've actually kind of fixed ourselves. We've policed ourselves and said, hey, this thing's out of control. We need to fix it. And leaving this from noon or midnight to midnight, it just remained the same. It'd be simple.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Charles Wimbrough. Simplify some of the questions that he was going over. The fishery itself, going from noon to noon, we brought our numbers down from 38 to 15. We asked to set the control date for ourselves. which you're seeing here that's being done, is off the model that we asked for. We did this so that they could better predict the quota every year. The reasons I have for not changing this from midnight to midnight to noon, simple. This is a one-week general season. We have a very short period of time. These crabs, you can catch them during the day, but it's probably 10 to 8% of what you would catch at night. The crabs come out at night at high tide. So to answer your question, Mr. Treffel said, we go out at dark whenever high tide is, usually an hour before. We sit there when the tide comes up, we harvest our crabs. We get our limit of 500, we come in. The only time this is implemented, and it's a really nice safety feature, being midnight to midnight for us. The only time this is implemented, and we would go out before midnight and catch our quota and then go back out again after midnight to catch the next day if there's going to be thunderstorms, if there's going to be 30-mile-an-hour winds. Because people, this quota is a race. People are going to go out in these thunderstorms and risk their lives. So, I mean, it's a very short period that we have time to do this in. We reduce these numbers from 38 to 15. You're talking, at the absolute most, a 7-day period where you would be able to go out and do this, as they say, the double trips, which is not a double trip. And you only got 15 people. Everybody comes into two ramps. We come into Memorial Park or we come into Eastside. We let VMRC know where we're coming in at. We work with VMRC. Alan and Gary come up to us all the time to say, is anybody else out there? Yes, there's so-and-so still out, so-and-so still out. Where that? We've zoned everything off from a survey we did with Virginia Tech years ago. We'll say they're in Section 2 or Section 3. We do anything we can do. I'm a buyer. I bought close to half of the hand harvester's crabs last year. There is no problems at all with this fishery. We finally got the fishery where it needs to be. There's no tickets ever been written since 1998 to anyone for doing a double trip. That speaks about itself. If this is an issue, wouldn't there be tickets for it? Wouldn't people be getting in trouble for this? No one. There's not been a ticket in the hand harvest fishery in over 2 years. There was one 3 years ago. That person was eliminated when we did this control date and brought it down. There's not an issue here. I mean, we want to work with law enforcement. We want to make it easier for them. We want them to be able to enforce the codes that you guys regulate daily, and we appreciate that. But at the same time, this would really hurt us. I mean, the safety issue is huge here. That's my big thing is, you know, we go out there, and I know people last year, we had people out there, we had 5- and 6-foot seas in the cove blowing 35 mile an hour and guys trying to get out to get their quota. You get in that cove in a skiff, in 6-foot seas, flat bottom skiff, and she's just like that. And it's very easy to sink the boat. With this set at 12 midnight, we are able to catch our quota. We're able to catch our limit, our daily trip limit. If we come in and it's going to be a bad storm the next night, we could go out after 1 o'clock, after midnight, and come in early morning hours while it's still dark and be done with it, not have to go the next day. We're not asking for anything more. This is all we're asking for. I'm down here all the time. All we've ever asked for is to keep what we have. We're not asking for anything else from you.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? No. Thank you. Anyone else? Did you want to add anything, Joe?
I can dispute their interpretation of this, but I'll just bring the law enforcement perspective into why this is a recommendation. One problem law enforcement does have, and maybe that's why you're not hearing about tickets, is that when someone goes out in the middle of the night to get a trip and they check in with 12:30, well, they don't know whether that was a harvest that happened just prior to 12 midnight, and that's when they're checking them, or is that the harvest that's of that current day. Law enforcement made this recommendation to go to noon to noon, basically. So they net overnight when they check someone, that is one trip, and they can document it and be done. That person's gotten their trip in for the night. They're not trying to figure out, well, did it happen before midnight, after midnight, or any of that. As far as June 8th goes and how that works, there is a 12-hour window that starts at 12:01 a.m. on the 8th where they could go out and harvest 500 horseshoe crabs. If past noon that day, going to the next night, they have another trip right there waiting for them. So it's not going to eliminate a trip out of it either. We do understand their perspective about storms, and we definitely respect their comments on that. But this is a law enforcement
recommendation. Are the trip limits possession limits?
They are possession limits.
So if the trip limit is 500 crabs, you catch anybody at any time of the day with more than 500, that's a violation.
It is.
And then you can decide whether he caught them Does it really matter if he caught them before midnight or after midnight?
Well, it's determining at that point which crabs are these. Are these ones we just caught half an hour ago on the previous day or during this current day? And that was law enforcement's concern. They can't determine that in the middle of the night. What day is this crab allotment that they're checking going to be tied to? And that's a concern for them.
It being a problem if it wasn't a possession limit. And you caught a guy with 700 crabs, and the trip limit's 500, and he's going to argue, no, I caught 500 before midnight, and I caught 200 after midnight.
Right.
I could see that being a problem. But if the trip limit's a possession limit, you're never going to find anybody with more than the 500, even if he stayed out for 3 days. Guess I'm not following.
We can go either way on this.
I'm not following it completely.
The officers who enforced this made a strong case for this. You know, Mr. Robertson's Woodrow had their version of it. I think they have equal footing in this issue.
Okay.
Staff's recommendation, we include law enforcement's division. I respect for our division, but, you know, if this is something.
Well, I mean, I don't like going against law enforcement any
right.
more than you do.
No.
You well know. I just
not real big on it, but
any questions from the commission members?
I'll just make count. We are making a lot of changes here, and if that is one little thing that is hang up here versus all these other changes, I mean, this is something we can watch for another year and come back to it.
What's the pleasure of the commission?
I think we ought to keep the possession limit at time of day the same as it has been, as Mr. Wimbra mentioned. And he seems to be a leader in this industry. There have been no issues to date. I certainly don't want to preclude some of the intentions of law enforcement, but as you say, the limit is a 500 number, and you got more than that, you got a problem.
To me, that's a ruling factor, you know, that trip limit, possession limit,
yeah.
Controlling factor, I guess. Any other comments or a motion?
I'd make a motion to go forward with staff recommendation of all 6 points in the staff recommendation except for the limits of time of day. We would continue on our time of day limit.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second
by Mr. Erskine. Any comments?
My only comment would be that if law enforcement has a problem with that I'd like them to come to us and explain it to us.
Yes.
At a future date, and we can always change it for a future date, but because they may be having some concern about someone going and catching a limit after 12 midnight that day and then going back out and catching a limit at 7 o'clock that night, that same, and not being able to track, and that might be where this is. So it's not so much the same night, one night, and you know, same day kind of thing, but I'd like them to explain it to us.
Okay.
But at this point, I have no problem with it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Regulation is adopted as amended.